This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Eliquis, Eliquis. Active ingredient, S, apixaban, apixaban. This leaflet provides important information about using Eliquis. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Eliquis. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Eliquis? Eliquis contains the active ingredient apixaban. Eliquis belongs to a group of medicines called antithrombotic agents. It works by inhibiting a blood clot-forming substance called factor Xa. Eliquis is used to prevent blood clots in your veins after a hip or knee replacement surgery. After an operation, you are at an increased risk of getting blood clots. Treat blood clots occurring in deep veins, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, and clots in your lungs, pulmonary embolism, PE, and also to prevent these from recurring. Prevent stroke and blood clots in a condition called atrial fibrillation, which is a type of abnormal heart rhythm. With atrial fibrillation, part of the heart does not beat the way it should. This can lead to blood clots forming and increase your risk of having a stroke. What should I know before I use Eliquis? Warnings. Do not use Eliquis if you are allergic to apixaban or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not use Eliquis if you have, or have had, any of the following medical conditions: any disease or injury to a body organ that is actively bleeding, or at high risk of bleeding, e.g. bleeding ulcer in the stomach or bowel, recent bleeding in the brain, cancer at high risk of bleeding, liver disease which leads to an increased risk of bleeding, severely reduced kidney function. Your doctor will determine your kidney function. A recent operation on the brain, spinal column, or IS. Recent brain or spine injury. Abnormalities of any blood vessels that may lead to an increase in bleeding. Any blood vessel abnormalities of your esophagus or gullet. Any disease or injury to a body organ that could lead to significant bleeding, e.g. stomach ulcers, bowel ulcers. Do not use Eliquis if you are taking the following medicines: medicines for fungal infections, e.g. ketoconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole, or posaconazole, unless they are only applied to the skin. Antiviral medicines for HIV/AIDS, e.g. ritonavir. Other medicines to stop your blood from clotting, e.g. heparin, enoxaparin, warfarin, rivaroxaban, or dabigatran. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have ever been hospitalized for a heart condition, heart attack, or unstable angina? Have ever received a stent placed in the coronary arteries of your heart? Are 75 years or older, or if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions which may lead to an increased risk of bleeding: a heart condition known as bacterial endocarditis, type of stroke called hemorrhagic stroke, blood disorders that affect your ability to form clots and stop bleeding, recent or past ulcer of your stomach or bowel, moderate or mild kidney disease, liver disease, have a lung condition called bronchiectasis, have had a history of bleeding in your lungs, high blood pressure that is not controlled with medications. Your doctor may decide to keep you under closer observation. Tell your doctor if you have a prosthetic heart valve or severe rheumatic heart disease, especially mitral stenosis, problem with the mitral valve in your heart. Know that you have a disease called antiphospholipid syndrome, a disorder of the immune system that causes an increased risk of blood clots. Your doctor who will decide if the treatment may need to be changed. Our having hip or knee replacement surgery and your operation involves a catheter or injection into your spinal column, e.g. for epidural or spinal anesthesia or pain reduction. Tell your doctor immediately if you get numbness or weakness of your legs or problems with your bowel or bladder after the end of anesthesia, because urgent care is necessary. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Eliquis is not recommended for use in pregnant women. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Eliquis is not recommended during breastfeeding. You should not breastfeed and take Eliquis at the same time. The active ingredient in Eliquis may be present in breast milk and poses a bleeding risk to the baby. You and your doctor should decide if you will take Eliquis or breastfeed. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking Eliquis. Use in children. There is not enough information to recommend the use of this medicine in children and adolescents under the age of 18 years. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may be affected by Eliquis, or may affect how it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following. Medicines used to treat fungal infections such as ketoconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole and posaconazole. Antiviral medicines for HIV/AIDS, e.g. ritonavir, rifampin, or rifampicin. Medicines to treat epilepsy such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, phenobarbital, St. John's wort. Medicines to treat depression such as sertraline, citalopram, and venlafaxine. Medicines used to treat pain and inflammation including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs such as naproxen, or aspirin. Other medicines used to prevent blood clots such as enoxaparin, clopidogrel, ticagrelor, or prasugrel, heparin, fondaparinux, bivalirudin, rivaroxaban, dabigatran, dipyridamole, quinidine, verapamil, diltiazem, amiodarone, the antibiotic, clarithromycin. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Eliquis. How do I use Eliquis? How much to use? Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day. If you are having hip or knee replacement surgery, the recommended dose is 1 2.5 mg tablet taken twice a day. If you have blood clots, the recommended dose to treat blood clots is 2 5 mg tablets taken twice a day for 7 days, then 1 5 mg tablet taken twice a day. The recommended dose to prevent blood clots that recur is 1 2.5 mg tablet taken twice daily. If you have atrial fibrillation, the recommended dose is normally 1 5 mg tablet taken twice a day. The recommended dose is 1 2.5 mg tablet taken twice a day if you meet any two of the following. Are 80 years or older, weigh 60 kg or under, have reduced kidney function. When to take/use Eliquis. Eliquis should be used as directed by your doctor. If you are having hip or knee replacement surgery, it is usual to start taking your tablets 12 to 24 hours after your operation. Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take Eliquis? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, you may be at an increased risk of developing a blood clot, which can lead to serious problems such as a stroke if you have atrial fibrillation, if you are having hip or knee replacement surgery. If you have had a hip replacement, you will usually take the tablets for about 5 weeks. If you have had a knee replacement, you will usually take the tablets for about 2 weeks. If you have blood clots, to treat blood clots, you will usually take the tablets for up to 6 months. If necessary, you may need to continue taking the tablets, usually at a lower dose, to prevent further blood clots. If you have atrial fibrillation, continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you require cardioversion, if your abnormal heartbeat needs to be restored by a procedure called cardioversion, take your medicine at the times your doctor tells you, to help prevent blood clots that may result in strokes or other problems. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. How to take Eliquis. swallow the tablet or tablets whole with a full glass of water. If you are unable to swallow the tablet or tablets whole, follow the steps below to crush the tablet or tablets. This will help make sure that all of the crushed tablet or tablets will be taken. Use a mortar and pestle or a similar device to crush the tablet or tablets. Transfer the powder to a drinking glass or a small bowl. When using water, 5% dextrose in water or apple juice. Add a small amount of water/5% dextrose in water/apple juice, 30 ml, to the mortar and pestle/device and stir. Transfer the water/5% dextrose in water/apple juice to the drinking glass. Mix the powder with the water/5% dextrose in water/apple juice and drink right away. Rinse the glass with a small amount of water/5% dextrose in water/apple juice and drink right away. When you're using applesauce, mix the powder with a small amount of applesauce, 30 grams in a small bowl, and eat with a spoon right away. Add a small amount of water, 30 ml, to the mortar and pestle/device and stir. Transfer the water to the bowl and drink right away. Rinse the bowl and the spoon with a small amount of water and drink right away. If necessary, your doctor may also give you the crushed tablet or tablets mixed in 60 ml of water or 5% dextrose in water through a nasogastric tube. It does not matter if you take this medicine before or after food. If you forget to use Eliquis, Eliquis should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take your next tablet as soon as you remember, then continue taking the tablets as normal, twice a day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Eliquis, if you think that you or anyone else may have used too much Eliquis, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include bleeding that does not stop. If bleeding occurs, surgery, blood transfusions, or other treatments that may reverse apixaban may be required. What should I know while using Eliquis? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Eliquis. If you are going to have any surgery or procedure, including dental surgery, tell your surgeon, doctor, or dentist that you are taking this medicine. Eliquis should be temporarily stopped before surgery. Your doctor will tell you when to stop using Eliquis before your surgery or procedure. Your doctor will also tell you when you can start taking Eliquis after your surgery. Tell your doctor that you are taking Eliquis if your doctor is planning for you to have an anesthetic injection in your back, spinal, or epidural injection. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or lower the dosage without first checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen or you may have serious side effects. Do not take Eliquis to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of. Eliquis contains lactose. If you have been told by your doctor that you have an intolerance to some sugars, contact your doctor before taking it. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Eliquis affects you. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, or is damaged, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. It can be difficult to tell whether side effects are the result of taking Eliquis, effects of your condition, or side effects of other medicines you may be taking. For this reason, it is important to tell your doctor of any change in your condition. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Bleeding. Bleeding from your nose. If you have dark brown urine, or blood in your urine. If you cough up blood. If you vomit, and it is black. If you have black stools, or blood in your stools. Excessive bleeding, or prolonged bleeding. It is important to contact your doctor immediately, if you experience excessive, or prolonged bleeding. Allergic reaction, if you have an allergic reaction to Eliquis. Shortness of breath. Wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. The following symptoms may be related to a condition called anticoagulant-related nephropathy. Blood in urine, reduced urine output. Swelling of the legs, ankles, and feet. Increased time for blood to clot, high INR test values. Heavy bleeding. Others. Stomach swelling, yellowing of the skin or whites of the eyes, due to liver problems. Oozing from your surgical wound. Swelling of the hands, ankles, or feet due to water retention. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Other side effects. Common side effects. Tiredness, weakness, paleness, dizziness, lightheadedness, headache, which can be due to low iron in the blood. Bleeding from any part of your body, no matter how minor, as these may be difficult to control. Bruising. Nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. Fever. Sore nasal passages and throat. Frequent need to urinate, or pain while urinating. Coughing. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some of the other possible side effects, for example, changes in liver or kidney function can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Eliquis contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Apixaban. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Cross-carmelose sodium. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Titanium dioxide. Glycerol triacetate. Yellow iron oxide, 2.5 mg tablets. Red iron oxide, 5 mg tablets. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Eliquis looks like. Eliquis 2.5 mg tablets are yellow and round with 893 on one side and 2½ on the other. They are packed in blister packs in cartons of 10, 14, 20, 30, 60, or 100 tablets. Eliquis 5 mg tablets are pink and oval shaped with 894 on one side and 5 on the other. They are packed in blister packs in cartons of 14, 20, 28, 56, 60, 100, 112, 120 and 168 tablets. Not all pack sizes may be available. Eliquis 2.5 mg tablet, Ostar 1, 7, 2, 2, 4, 4. Eliquis 5 mg tablet, Ostar 1, 9, 3, 4, 7, 4. Who distributes Eliquis? Sponsored and supplied by Bristol Myers Squibb Australia Pty Limited, Level 2, 4 Nexus Court, Mulgrave Victoria 31700, Australia. Toll free number 1-800-06-7567. Email medinfo.australia@bms.com. Also distributed by Pfizer Australia Pty Limited, Sydney, New South Wales. Toll free number 1-800-06-7522-29. www.pfizermedicalinformation.com.au. Eliquis, apixaban, is a registered trademark of Bristol Myers Squibb Company. This leaflet was prepared in January 2024.